Blog Talk Radio.
Secret place, show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Oh, oh.
I'm not satisfied with where I've been. Though I've cried out before, still I want more. I want to see your power this very hour. So
your heart.
I want to see your glory.
I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face.
I know this is where a lot of you have been. You can make the cry of your heart. I'm not satisfied.
I'm not satisfied with where
I want more.
Still I want more. I want to see your power this very hour.
So God, do it in me.
Do it in
reveal
me.
Your glory and your power in us, God, for your people. Then show me your face.
I
want to see you.
I want to see you.
This is our cry.
You hide behind
us. Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson. Excitement fills the air, lives are changed, healing takes place, and captives are set free through the power of the Word. Join Reverend Andre Thompson as he brings the Word to life for today's generation.
Well, God bless you. This is Reverend Andre Thompson. I'm coming to you live today from the beautiful state of New Jersey, and I want you to know that this is the day that God has made. And I got a word for you on today, beloved, and I want you to get ready, because I'm telling you, in the year of 2010, this is the year restoration, but God has also given us a strategic plan. That's right, a strategic plan. And that's going to be my sermon on today, strategic planning, amen. And I want you to get ready because I'm going to talk to you today about how to have a strategic plan, praise God. So for the next 15 minutes, I want you to prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord on today. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would increase as I decrease. Lord, that you would have your way. In the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you right now that blind eyes will be opened, that the deaf will hear, the lame will walk. Most importantly, Lord, that you will exhort and that you will also just, Lord, just move and have your way, Father. I thank you right now, Father, for everything that you're about to do in this radio broadcast on today. We give you the praise, Father, honor, and glory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone that loves God say, amen. 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 I tell you, people, God, it's truly a blessing to be here on today. Amen. We're just having a glorious time in the Lord. And I want you to know that we're going to be coming from the book of Nehemiah. Amen. And right now, as we prepare to go into our word on today, amen, I want you to know that everything is possible if you would just believe God. Praise Jesus. Amen. Well, look, beloved, I'm going to come from Nehemiah, the second chapter, verses 9 through 20, and especially the verse 18 is one of the ones I'm going to be one of my key notes, should I say, scripture. And I told them of the hand of God, which had been good upon me, and also of King's words that he had spoken to me, so that they said, let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Amen. Well, beloved, God is calling us to be spiritual leaders, whether it is in our home, church, workplace, or anywhere else. We are called to lead our lives in such a way that others want to follow. As leaders, we are called to be strategic planners with God as our focus. Amen. Our passage today relays the story of Nehemiah and his leadership. Through his example, we can learn how to be God-centered, prepared leaders. Amen. I want to say that one more time. Through his example, we can learn how to be God-centered, prepared leaders. Nehemiah, okay, in his welcome, and see what happened was Nehemiah and a small band of associates traveled under military escort. In verses 9 through 10, the Bible says, the entourage wasn't as much for protection as it was to impress onlookers with the obvious credentials and backing of the king. Nehemiah was welcomed with harsh opposition from Sanballat and Tobiah. Both these men were powerful and were related to high priest families. In Nehemiah, the 13th chapter and verses 4, you find also that an extra biblical source, amen, confirms that Sanballat was governor of Samaria and Tobiah was likely governor of Ammon. They were disturbed, in verse 10, that Jerusalem might be restored. So the neighboring nations were hostile towards them. Hostility is a real part of leading a godly life and, I must say, and leading others in his way. Are you facing any hostility at school? Do others make fun of you for being in the youth group or for holding prayer meetings? Do your fellow workers scroll when you speak of the Lord? Has the enemy interfered with your daily time with the Lord? Has the enemy interfered? I want to know. We all have been in that situation. We are faced with opposition when we follow the Lord. Amen. How do you face opposition? Well, beloved, the survey. In verses 11 through 16, upon arrival, Nehemiah did not rush into action, but rested for 3 days. Then he covertly inspected the situation. See, Nehemiah said in these verses that he did not disclose his plans to anyone, not to their enemies, nor to his fellow workers, until he had accurate information. His route is traced in these verses. I want you to know, if seen on a map, this track proved to be a thorough assessment of the city's condition. How often we as Christians run blindly into ministry as if it's a random or mindless. Jesus, when speaking about ministry, said, "What king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000. In the book of Luke, the 14th chapter, verses 31, for your reference, amen. We are to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, Matthew 10 and 16. Now, I want to know, there was a report in verses 17 and 18 of Nehemiah, of that second chapter. It says that Nehemiah exposed the negative situation. The land was desolate, and the gates were burned. Then he reported the positive. And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been upon me, and also of the king's words that he has spoken to me, in verse 18. After the reminder of God's goodness, the people responded positively. See, sometimes we got to be reminded of what God has done, the good things, the goodness of God. And see, the people, once heard that, was reminded, they responded positively. Do we as God's people get discouraged too easily? Where? To focus on God's promise and believe. Now, here's the opposition in verses 19 and 20, though. It says that, now, see, a third enemy entered the picture. That's right. Guess him. Some scholars feel that he was the most powerful of all the opponents. He and his son ruled the confederacy of the Arabian tribes that were in control of Moab and Edom. Surrounded with opposition, Nehemiah's answer was, "The God of heaven himself will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build." Verse 20. Notice he did not say, "King Artaxerxes will wipe you out if you mess with us." No, his faith was in the God of heaven. Can I say it again? His faith was in the God of heaven. He continued telling them, "You have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem," in verse 20. Imagine Jerusalem was in trouble. Actually, imagine Jerusalem was in rubble, and yet he boasted that the Lord will fulfill his promise. Beloved, it's been said that God never gives his people tasks they can fulfill on their own. We find ourselves in positions to glorify the Lord in such incredible ways that we don't believe they are possible. However, these are the very plans the Lord has for us.
You have been listening to The Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson. We hope you've been blessed by his message. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, or you would like to contribute to this ministry, please forward your requests and donations to Reverend Andre Thompson.
God bless you. I just wanted to share that with you on today. That was a sermon that blessed my heart. I had to play it for myself, because so many times, even as we are going through as leaders, amen, we do find ourselves in situations and we have to remind ourselves, amen, that God has strategically planned our future, amen. And one of the things I wanted to say on today, just to encourage your heart, was that, you know, whatever you may be facing or going through, it's not better than your end. Amen. Now, I believe the key word was going through. We go through things, but one thing I know that God has opened up a door. You know, He never gives us more than what we can handle. Amen. There's no temptation that will overtake us, and there's always an exit. Amen. So I just wanted you to be encouraged on today, because even myself, amen, as much as I may encourage other people, people call me on a regular basis to pray with them, I found myself in a situation saying, God, you know, I need someone to pray for me. I need to be encouraged. And sometimes you don't get people to call, or I don't call people to pray with, amen. But one thing I can tell you is I had to learn how to encourage myself. I heard David. He said, well, I started remembering all my testimonies, all my victories. And sometimes you got to go back and say, well, I remember when I was going through and my back was against the wall. And there was nobody there. And there was no mama, no daddy. There was no wife, no brother, no husband. But I started to call on the name of Jesus. And in the midst of my situation, He was there. I remember when I was on my deathbed and I was out there about to OD, but God, He was my doctor, amen. And I started to remember when I was homeless, amen, and they had nowhere to go, but God, He was there. And what am I saying? Well, I'm saying, woman of God, man of God, on today, that God is still there. He's in your tomorrow. He's right here in your future, and He's in your present. He's in your past. But most importantly, God wants us, amen, to tap in, because I heard in the book of Jeremiah, amen, I'm going to the 29th chapter, amen, and verse number 11, he says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And I want you to understand, beloved, on today, God has plans for you and me, amen. And He has already spoken, because think about it, because plans, not only have a plan, you have to have a thought. Huh? So God had a thought concerning us already, amen. And so one thing about God, He's a God of promise. He's a God of condition. He's a God of love, most importantly. And I come to find out that all we have to do is be in alignment. We're going to go through some things, yes, and we're going to have to, in this life that we're living and walking and through, amen, there's going to be some opposition. But I come to find out that God had a plan for you and I, amen, and our good, amen, for our good. He said He wants to, what did He say? He said that that He has planned for our good, not for the end. In other words, He's not looking to destroy us. Now, that's what encourages me, because then when I'm going through, amen, I can say, but you know something? God, you know, been singing this, and He's been saying this one particular theme throughout the whole Bible, love, amen, that He loved us so much that He gave Christ, amen, for our lives, amen. He gave Christ that we can be reconnected, that we didn't have to perish, because He already knew before the foundations of the world, amen, what the end was going to be. Well, before He created Adam and Eve, He already knew what revelations were going to be. I hope that you understand what I'm saying. So before you was existed, God said, I have pre-chosen you to be heirs and with brothers with Jesus Christ. He said it in the book of Romans that He had already pre-chosen you and I. And that lets me know that I have a reason to shout on this morning. It gives me a reason to know that no matter what I'm facing, going through, I have the victory in Jesus. Amen. So on this morning, I just want to pray. I woke up this morning and I said, my goodness, I've been going through. You know, next month, I'm about to do this big outdoor revival for the city. The you know, folks have been, amen, coming to be a part of this and to helped me, and you know, God's been blessed me. But also, you know, when there's come blessings and people come to help, and also the enemy, they on their job too. Praise God. So it's been a struggle, but in spite of what it sound like, in spite of what it may look like, guess what? I ain't looking at that. I'm keeping my eye on the prize. So I don't know who I'm encouraging on this morning. Praise God. But I want you to know to keep your eye on the prize, no matter what it sound like. If it don't sound like God, if it doesn't sound like His word, then it's not. And I want to say to you in this morning, I'm listening for the sound of the word of God. I'm looking for the voice of God to speak through me, to speak through you, amen, to speak to my heart, amen, in the midst of what we go through, amen. But I understand if I can just tap into God, if I can just continue to speak, what is saying in Jeremiah, amen. It says in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse number 11, we already read that, go to verse number 12, and it says, in those days when you pray, I will listen, my goodness. In other words, he's saying because we're connected, because God has blessed us, amen, when we pray, when we are in right alignment, when we're not out of alignment, but when we are in alignment with God, amen, when we are walking and talking and living the very things, being obedient unto God, amen. He says, I will what? I will listen to your prayer. I will hear your prayer. Doesn't it say the same thing? It echoes the same thing in the book of 2 Chronicles 7, chapter verse 14, with my people who are called by my name. What they will humble themselves, my goodness, I'm getting excited. I feel my help coming on. And they will turn from their evil ways. I will heal their land, and I will hear from heaven. What? I want you to understand that there's something in being obedient. There's something in walking with God, because we have an open communication, amen, with Him. When we speak, when we pray, He hears our prayers on today. So I just want to pray, praise God, with you that are listening this morning, amen, that God would just continue just to filter out everything that's not like Him, amen, and in your life, in your family life, in the situation, things you may be going through. I'm praying that God will just continue just to bless you, strengthen you, encourage you on this morning, amen. So let's pray right now as I go before the Lord's throne of grace, amen. Father, Lord, we thank you on this morning for this opportunity once again to be in your presence, Lord, to come before your throne boldly as sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you on today that you will search our hearts, Lord. If we have fallen short anywhere, hallelujah, that you will forgive us, Father. Lord, we understand, hallelujah, that we are all sinners saved by grace. And on today, we just humbly come before you, Abba, Father, and give you the praise right now. We lift up your holy name, Jesus, because we know you are Lord. And on today, Father, I ask that you will bless those that are listening on the line, that you would encourage their hearts, Lord. Lord, you know the circumstances, the situation some have, Lord, so some are going through, hallelujah, situations concerning acquiring land, acquisitions, Lord. There are some that have contracts, Lord. There are some that have been facing evictions, some facing financial difficulties on this morning. There are some, Lord, that are dealing with health issues on today. But I want you to know, beloved, that God is a mighty God. He will show his right arm on today, Lord, that you will show your strength in their situation. Oh, Lord, that everything that the enemy, every opposition that the enemy may bring to them right now, Father, we cancel that situation, Father. Lord, we ask as we're going through, Father, we're not staying in a place, but we're going through to arrive to our good end. And Father, as we're traveling through to get to the next place, to the next destination, oh Lord, that you continue this to encourage us, Lord. Oh Lord, that we will open up our eyes to see what the things that you would want us to see, in our ears to hear what you would want us to hear. And most importantly, Lord, that we will learn what you would want us to learn in our time, in our valleys, in our deserts, Lord. As we're going through storms, Lord, that we would continue to be victorious, Lord, as we bring back to our remembrance, oh Lord, all things that you have done for us in the present, past, and shall come in our future, Lord, as we are walking in faith, Lord, believing those things that are not as if they were. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now for our families, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord, that you are God, the Lord of all things, Lord, and we ask that you will bless our family members on this morning, our spouses, our mothers and daughters and all our relatives, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, that you just continue to love them through the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you will show and reveal to them, Lord, even your love, your plan for them on this day, Lord. We thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we give you the praise. We magnify you, and I glorify you right now, Lord. I'm speaking to someone on this morning that's dealing with, hallelujah, I hear in that spirit a lawsuit. Ha, it is so cool, Shatta. Oh, Lord, that everything would fall in place. Everything would fall in place, even right now, Father, even concerning the negotiations and the release of the funds that are so needed. Lord, that you would just move right now, Father. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, I speak healing and I speak divine healing over someone's body right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now for the healing, even in the chest area. I'm speaking to someone, hallelujah, that's been having some type of back pain. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the muscle spasm. I speak to your nervous system, even the disc in your back, that it will fall in alignment. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray even for myself on today, Lord. Lord, that you continue to strengthen me, lead me, hallelujah. Order my footsteps according to thy word, Father. Lord, as you continue this to bless me and strengthen me in thy word, Father. Oh, Lord, that you continue to send folks to lift up my arms on today. Hallelujah. Lord, that you continue to send people just to not only lift up my arms today, but every day, Father. Lord, that you continue, Lord, to send those that have a heart for ministry, a heart for kingdom business, a heart to have a mind of kingdom principles, Father. Lord, that we will continue, Lord, just to seek you while we can. Seek you wholeheartedly, the word said, Father, and you will find us. You will heal us. We will find you in the midst of all that we do. So, Lord, we thank you on today for traveling grace. We thank you for this morning glory. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord, for this new day that we shall go forth and be conquerors, Lord. We will be more than conquerors, Lord. We are victorious. I decree and declare victory already in advance in the name of Jesus for each and every one that is on the line today. I speak right now to, hallelujah, our children, Lord, that they will continue to walk according to your word, Lord. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Cover them with your blood. Cover them right now. Lord, we thank you for the covenant that you have established with us, Lord. We bless your holy name on today. We magnify you. We give you the praise and the glory. We say thank you right now, Lord, for the victory. In Jesus' name, someone let's say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just praise God right now for each and every one. Amen. That's on this line this morning. Praise God. I want to open up the lines right now. I'm excited. I needed that. I don't know about you, but I needed that word. Amen. I needed this prayer on this morning. I really needed to be activated. Yeah, have you ever been in state to say that when deactivated, it's out of commission, it's been put to the side, but when you reactivate or you activate something, you give it back life, you give it more momentum, amen. And I feel like I've been rejuvenated, amen, because, you know, sometimes we can go through things, don't even realize that we have been our anointing or we have to protect the anointing, but sometimes we can so drain, amen, and don't even realize that we need that push, we need that to be regenerated, amen. So I thank God for rejuvenation on this morning, amen. So who we got on the line this morning, amen? I just wanted to say thank you, praise God. Who we got? Who's got our area code 202? Amen.
Crystal.
God bless you, woman of God. It's been a long time. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Pastor?
I'm telling you, I'm holding on to God's unchanging hand. That song that's singing in my heart says I'm still holding on to God's unchanging hand. You know, I've been getting ready for this event that's coming up next month, praise God, and I've been reaching out to different people to help and donations and getting cases of Bibles and, you